Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, this is nice. Listen.
And you're on the air.
Are you on some kind of delay, Sydney?
You betcha.
Oh, let me turn this down.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me turn down my radio.
Good move, comrade.
So how long have you been on that radio for?
Oh, since the Carter administration. He was my co-host back then. Anyway, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. Probably the best I've felt in a long time, actually.
Good for you. Far out.
Yeah, and I've actually been listening to you. I just did the math as I was listening to you. It's been 28 years.
You've been listening to me for 28 years?
28 years.
Are you crazy? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, on and off.
On and off, okay. Listen.
Since I've been listening for 28 years, could I just say Happy New Year to my friends Don, Mike, Buzz, and Joe?
Sure.
Buzz, particularly, who taught me how to kiss like a man.
Okay.
You want to know what's really funny?
The whiskers.
No, besides the whiskers.
Okay.
28 years later,
yeah.
I still think it's funny to do this.
You. Yeah. I remember. You were one of my first calls. This is the belcher. He belched on my show when I started.
Almost.
I mean, remember how upset Jimmy Carter used to get when you did that? But I want to end this on a holy thing. So thank you for your 28 years of annoying the hell out of me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, at any time, pal.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. You see, everyone loves me, even the people who make funny noises.
Happy New Year.
I just want to say hello. Happy New Year. Let's try this again.
Let's try it again.
I'm on the air.
Yes. Hello. You're on the air.
Ah. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Am I in the air?
Let me
turn down my radio.
Please.
Yeah, I just want to say Happy New Year to Mike. And
okay. Elena's here. You want to say Happy New Year to Elena?
Buzz.
No, well, Elena is court.
I'm sorry. I was under the mistaken impression that since you said I'm on the air that it was my turn to speak.
No, it is. It is your turn to speak. Go ahead.
Could I finish saying Happy
yes,
New Year
yes,
to
please.
Mike?
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Don, Buzz, Joe, John, Happy New Year. And I have a prediction that right now everybody that listens to the Don and Mike Show is listening to this right now.
Who's Don?
Who's Don?
Don Who's Geronimo. Mike? Mike O'Mara, the guy with the shiniest ball sack on earth. Mike O'Mara, who invented V-neck pants and also has a shiny taint.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, did you just open up the line?
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next with Ian Williams. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. The reason that I'm calling is because I think that the average person with any common sense realizes United Nations has become as solid as cellulite, and I should know since I have some, but the reason that I'm calling is because I believe that a lot of the member nations that are against the United States are against us for the sole purpose that the State Department refuses the worldwide distribution of the Don and Mike Show. And
oh, would you? Come on. This is one of our regular crank callers. You're very funny. Good afternoon, Talkback. You're up next. Hello. Come on.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Come on. Hugh Hamilton.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
What about the vagina?
Chinese menu in his hand.
He'll lick you all over.
Walking through the streets.
Was that crazy?
He'll lick you all over.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
I don't like you.
Gay.
A lot of perverts in here.
Gay.
Shut up, shut up!
Shut up.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Come on,
I bet you in just so I could feel you.
Well, hi, everybody.
Interrupted Chris there. I'm sorry, Chris.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
All right.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
And what is that you got?
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the show.
Okay. Now here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing, Joe?
Don and Mike Show, and it's a Friday, everybody.
Stellar intro today.
Yeah. Thank you, friend. Phone number same as yesterday. 877-365-3636. I'm going to quote Mike. I'm going to take a quote that Mike made, gosh, 20 years ago when we were broadcasting, maybe from the first time in Memphis.
Yep.
From Graceland. We were standing outside looking at the wall where someone had written, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
Graffiti we will never forget.
And Mike looked at our producer then, the late Frank Murphy, and said, I'm naked without cash. One of your greatest quotes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What is the significance of that?
I'll tell you the significance right here. On the way home last night, I got that panicked thought, like, when you leave on vacation, that old jive cliche that you left a light on or that you left a burner on the stove on.
Right. This is on your way home?
Last night from the show.
Okay.
So I think, what did I forget? What the frig did I forget? And then I realized, oh, I feel my ample ass, and I go, oh, missing my wallet. Call back. I caught John. Came, I said, oh, my gosh, have you found my wallet? Yes, left it right by the console. I said, great.
Not good to be without your wallet.
Put it in the safe. I'll pick it up tomorrow. So here's why.
We have an antique safe here.
Here's why I thought of you, Mike. I'm naked without plastic. I'm not naked without cash.
Right.
I realized when I got in my car today to come to work how reliant I am on all of the plastic in my wallet. I like an idiot, pulled into the gas station and immediately just went right to the nozzle, pulled it out, went to my back pocket and went, no wallet. Right. Okay, money, ATM. No ATM.
Oh, dear.
So then I had the wonderful exercise while people were waiting behind me of going through my car and finding change. Because really...
How much gas were you putting in?
The light was on. The you need gas light was on from the time that I was on the beltway.
So technically you were on... Fumes.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to stop at that station that used to be the Shell station right over there on Montrose Road, and I had to look like the biggest retard in the world because I'm driving my gigantic, pimped out. Look at me! I'm losing my hair. Escalade in a hey, look at me, a 50-year-old man with big 22-inch rims. Tricked out this stupid car that I drive. I pull in and. I'm going through trying to find change, and I'm looking at the gas thing going, $2.49 a gallon.
Wow.
And I realized that I had $3 in my car, $3 in quarters.
Enjoy your gallon of gas.
So I and of course,
but you were on Montrose, so you're close to work.
But you must pay before you pump.
Yes.
So I had the thrill of going inside and giving the guy
change.
12 quarters.
And you know, I think other people would probably be more successful in their vehicles as far as getting change.
Not me.
Not the way you keep your. My God, that Brazilian wax of an interior that you have.
I go in there, I lay down my quarters, I go, pump number six. Because how much is it? Right there, my friend. $3 worth. You got it in the big shiny car.
Wow.
Because I'm big and stupid. So thank you, John. Nice to have the wallet back.
Glad he knew the combination.
Said to me this morning,
Yeah, it's a big combination. Mm-hmm. And it's much like on the olden westerns yes. where they would break into the bank that had the bar on the wall, the right, bars yeah. on the wall.
It's an antique safe, so it's not perfect, and the numbers actually change. But John Norman uses a stethoscope to make sure that he's got the numbers just
you're
right.
You're goofing around, but you remember we really do have a safe here.
We really do.
Oh, we do. It's in the bathroom.
Right. It's covered up with a tarp so you don't recognize
oh,
it.
Oh, that's right. You're right, Buzz.
It's where we keep our toilet paper.
Right. Well, that's valuable. That's valuable sure. stuff that we've got here. I forgot we have a safe in the toity. Yeah,
that's right.
We oh, really my God.
It's a real old-fashioned
safe. Does anybody
safe
know the combination?
Dial? I don't know. If they do, they may be dead.
Is it the combination that has the turny twisty knob?
Yeah,
or is it,
I believe it is.
Or is it the big old fashioned kind that's got the like a hoity matey's the big round thing?
I don't think it has a wheel.
Turn
no.
around, John.
Well, sir, I got a mouthful of pretzel. It is just a regular combination, but it's locked, and we don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, all right. It's
so I take it back. Our toilet paper is not being stored in there.
Wait a minute. It's locked?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that means something might be in there?
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Of it's value, and this is our building now?
It's in our bathroom.
We should safe cracker.
Yeah, we should call a locksmith.
Or a safe cracker.
Well, I think they prefer to be called locksmiths. Safe cracker is the underworld.
I'm a little jittery about locksmiths.
Why?
I had a fight with one last weekend.
That's not good.
So
that's really? Like having a fight with your mailman.
Yeah, the guy
you
was
don't
supposed,
do that. Don't guy, do that with you. Don't fight with a guy who's got a key to your house.
Well, this guy was a as I found out later after after the police report was filed.
Yes,
I'm not kidding. Found out later that they are a they work out of a group far away, and they farm out everybody.
Yeah,
and the guy that I was having my little fight with was actually responsible for that. The comment was they were supposed to be there at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's 3:45. He picks up the phone, and this always gets me. Does this ever get you when somebody picks up the phone? And it's like, yeah. So it's like, oh, save and lock. Like, yeah, somebody's supposed to be here at 3 o'clock. What time is it now? I said it's 3:45. Well, it's probably on his way. I said, listen, why don't we forget the whole thing? He said, why do you want to forget the whole thing? And he said it just like that. He said, because I don't like your attitude. He said, you don't like my attitude, tough guy? Once I come down there and take all my keys, put them and break them off in your locks. You don't talk to a locksmith like that.
Wow. You really said that?
What did I tell you?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I dealt with it.
And, it's like screwing with your mailman.
It was a nervous thing, so I'm a little edgy. I think I'd like to get like an 80-year-old safe cracker to come down here. You know, one of the old guys that just got out of the joint.
I'd like to bust it open.
Oh, like with dynamite.
Yeah, like with our M80s or something like that.
We should
like
try
that.
To guess the combination first.
Oh, why don't we just do a stupid radio promotion, Buzz?
No, just
and guess
us.
How many jelly beans are inside.
No, it's just for us.
No, let's just.
But if you guess the cut, isn't it that infinite? I mean, you'd be there all year.
Let's just blow it wide open.
I don't think that's going to work.
I left my dynamite.
I don't think dynamite's going to do it.
Pretty strong.
It's pretty thick. That's what they're designed for. I think we need it. We need an old fashioned safe cracker. In this neighborhood, we probably ought to be able to find like a 90-year-old guy.
Here's the thing about safes. I know that before Frida passed away, in both of our houses, there was stuff in safes. And in one of the safes, I could not get into. I could not get the combination, and it was relatively simple to knock out the hinges and just take the door off. And then once the hinges were part of the way out, go in with a crowbar and just pry and pry and pry and pry and pull.
Look at you!
Definitely.
Well, what do you knock out the hinges with?
Big rubber mallet. And then that just got the hinges moved a little bit.
We have tools here, don't we?
And then I went in with a crowbar.
You're laughing.
We do have some tools.
I'm serious.
I don't know if we have a crowbar, but we have some tools upstairs.
My dad's got a pigeon set of tools. He can fix it.
Cool. I like your idea about taking the hinges off.
And they say that a lot.
Damone.
Damone.
Came over to help you with your math homework.
Hey, Rat.
Rat, and they say that a lot.
Mommy's all right. Daddy's all right. They just
both
seem a little
weird.
Excuse me, I'm doing business here.
That's when Forrest Whitaker comes up to him. I forgot what tickets he wanted. Was it Zeppelin?
It wasn't Cheap Trick because that's what he was singing to him.
Right.
God damn.
He wanted tickets for some
time to
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Might have been Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think it was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Why?
Because he didn't know it. You didn't know it, did you?
Earth, Wind, and Fire was what was jumping to mind. And so Mike verified.
Jumping to mind as Mike said it. Jumping right to mind.
Yeah, because I always lie.
What do you got? Oh, come on. Admit it. At least admit that Mike had it before you.
I thought it before Mike said it.
Then why didn't you say it?
I wanted to give Mike the courtesy.
Yeah, you do.
The American Heritage Dictionary says the word yegg, Y-E-G-G, yegg, is slang for a thief, burglar, or safecracker. So we need a yegg.
I bet a safecracker could take it. But I like your idea, too, about taking the hinges off and trying it ourselves.
Who's bringing in these ridiculous definitions? We need a safecracker or we need a thug.
I'm not a dictionary.
Who's got a bunch of tools. You know, what we need is the type of guy that wears black and has the black ski mask, a cat burglar. The guy that has the cool little zip-up black bag that's got all the tools inside.
And I claim it for the show.
What? Whatever's inside?
Whatever's inside, we split six ways.
What if it's the grease man's soul?
Then I'll let you guys split it five ways. Hey, sir.
It's like in Pulp Fiction. We open up and it's bright and shiny and it's the grease man's soul.
Can you imagine if people listening, we opened the safe today and you came back on the air and said, ladies and gentlemen, listen. We're going to have to take the rest of the show today. We'll report back to you on Monday. Can you imagine?
Scared kids.
So I agree with you. We need a thug or a safecracker. Somebody that can...
need a hooligan.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking about your up-class hooligan. Uh-huh. The type of guy, as I mentioned, would have, like in the movies, the zipper bag, the black bag, where he opens it up, and my God, it's like a doctor's bag, and he's got... all the things like Magnum P.I. had to break into a room, and then he's got all the tools like on Mission Impossible to immediately go and go click, 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 dong, 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 boom, there you go.
Is it super heavy like all the safes are?
Yes.
Super, super heavy?
It must be 6 or 8 inches thick, the walls of this thing.
And do we know why? We know that this used to be WARW radio. Uh-huh. Why is there a safe in the bathroom?
It goes back to that because this used to be close to the business department.
And they kept their money.
Doesn't make any sense.
They kept
though.
Their money in the bathroom.
But why is there a safe in the bathroom? You
know, there's where he gives one of his answers. That's a non-answer.
I'll bet they really did.
But man, it's still dumb to keep the safe in the bathroom.
Of course, not if it's on the first level and easy to get it in because it weighs a ton. You want to carry it upstairs?
You bolt it. Besides, it gets bolted to a concrete floor where possible. So it's probably bolted.
I know that the one in our bathroom is bolted to the floor. Is it?
I bet it is.
I'm just guessing, but I don't think it is.
Otherwise, we'd drag it out the front door.
Throw it down the hill, see if it popped open.
Uh-huh.
Roll it.
Why didn't somebody go in? Robbie, go in and see. Would you go see?
I'm guessing immovable.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
How do? Eddie from Sacramento.
Hi, Eddie.
Eddie the pick?
Mike. Stop it, Mike. Hey, you know
what? What did I do? I didn't do anything, Eddie.
He didn't do anything
yet. All right.
What do you think I did?
I don't know. I thought maybe I heard a snicker there.
No, there was not a snicker.
Come on, Eddie.
Okay. I'm not doing anything, Eddie.
Sorry about that. Hey, I think it was Blue Oyster Cult the kid wanted tickets to on Fast Times.
Now you got Mike doing the dance.
Mike's dancing.
There you go. His prices are insane, crazy Eddie. See what you made him do? Oh, now. Hold on. You hear that? Hold on. Be quiet for a second. Let's hear that. Listen to this.
That's for you, Eddie. Have a nice mouthful of that.
You know, Thank you very much.
Mike
just put that on the bad end.
Right.
That's his mic. Hey, my mic smells like Super Dave now. God forbid. God forbid.
Your microphone smells like ass. Exactly.
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 It's not bolted down, and there is the trace of a sticker on it where you can see that it says lost combination.
So... there's a very good chance I would think that there's nothing in it.
I would think it would be empty. I was able to move it. Not with any great ease.
I still think we need to open it.
So do I. I think let's get working on that.
Hey, if we get it open, will we be able to figure out the combination?
Sure.
Or, I mean, will there be a combination?
You can probably set it once it's open.
That's what I was thinking.
Because like one of those hotel safes.
Yeah, then we can put our stuff
in. We can put our valuables in every day.
Our valuables that we have here.
Let's get cracking.
What will be the most valuable item that we have here?
At this point, my wallet. I'm naked without plastic. Mm-hmm. My wallet, my keys, my cigar.
My jewels.
The picture
my jewelry.
The picture of Robert.
Yes. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Buzz's dildos.
Uh-huh. Yep. The toys.
Well, you'd want to leave one out.
Gels.
Joe's bongs.
Joe's snacks. Joe's chicken. There's nothing of value here.
Hey, did they show you that big box of Utz stuff that arrived back there?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're Utz pretzels. They're Utz snacks. Popcorn.
Back at the engineering department?
Yes.
I said to the boys, that is the wrong place to be storing snacks back at the engineering department.
I've always thought that back in the producer's room, they ought to lay it out much like a kitchen set on the Food Network, because Joe could really go to town back there with, like, a real gas stove and everything.
The nice people at Utz sent us a bunch of snack food, and we have it stored back in the rack room where all of the engineering stuff is.
Nice.
That's
rack.
Like putting out mouse traps with beautiful cheddar cheese, but having the mouse traps so that they don't work. Mm-hmm. You know, you take away the spring action.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
So you invite the mice in.
Free cheese.
You don't break their necks. Mm-hmm. Right. You just say, come on, engineers, mm-hmm. have more Utz.
Like great people at Utz.
More Utz, more often.
Utz.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know where the safe's in the bathroom.
Yes, sir. Why?
Because that's where they do their business.
Okay.
Little, hey, you got one laugh out of that.
Pun.
You got a laugh out of that.
Yes, Friday. I feel a little loose, Mike.
It's a happy Friday show.
A little loose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I'm a locksmith here in Herndon. We'll come by and open that safe for y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Wouldn't we really rather have a thug?
Well, I mean, you
well,
know what?
Not thug.
I think the idea is just to get it open.
Hold yeah, on, we just...
Johnny
Gorman! Hi, Johnny.
I don't know if I'd use the term thug, but... our buddy Cherokee seems to think he knows it.
He's a thug. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Cherokee's good and thuggy.
Well, he's looking for the combo. He should have it in a few.
Of course, Cherokee would know
his wallet.
The combination. That's
I'd rather not find it out what's inside through the combination. Wouldn't you rather really try to bust it open?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, really, I'd love to have it blown open.
It's like a job for the Tuttles. I mean, I know we talked about the Tuttles yesterday, mm-hmm. but that's really what I'm in the mood to do.
I guarantee if Cherokee knows the combination, there's nothing of value left in it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
I bet an angry black man can open that safe, because isn't there a little thug in all of them?
Oh, dear. Robert the mailman is not here. You have to save your calls for him.
Hi, this is Robert the mailman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I was just wondering what you thought of Kelly's new picklers last night.
Kelly Pickler's boobs, and, my God.
And my respect
God,
for Ryan Seacrest went from about a 5 all the way up to 10 briefly last
really?
Night. Because Ryan Seacrest dealt with it and dealt with it beautifully. I was so glad he did that.
What did he say? But I mean,
he said, you spend your money. What have you been spending your money on? She goes, I've been getting lots of shoes. And he looks right at him and he goes, anything else? And it was so obvious and so funny that he was talking about it.
Oh, I get jokes. I didn't realize he was
talking about it. But he was real subtle about it, but he was talking about it. It was almost, it was a TiVo moment where I had to go back and I'm like, yes, that's exactly what he was doing.
See, I couldn't remember. Was she that big
no,
when she was on the show before?
No chance.
Because that could be simply a fantastic push-up bra.
No, I believe that they were brand new and she wanted the world to see them also.
Almost as good as that Hanes commercial with Jennifer Love Hewitt last night.
Oh. I didn't see that.
Go back.
Maybe you don't know. Rob, the very asexual Rob.
Yes.
The one thing that cuts through with Rob is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, he's crazy about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I got a call from him on a Friday night, and he's like, are you watching The Ghost Whisperer? I'm like,
in high def.
Yes, while I'm having butt sex. And he'll go, no, really, really, turn it on. Look at Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs, and she does a commercial for a Hanes bra.
Really?
And it's a commercial for breasts.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's what it's
hers
commercial
are,
for.
Hers are spectacular.
Magnificent.
And that show, The Ghost Whisperer, which I watch occasionally, I'll probably watch it tonight. Good. They actually really, you know, it falls into that category of, you know, touched by an angel almost.
Yeah.
It's
a little scarier.
But they actually go all the way. They give Daddy a chance to enjoy the show. With the breasts, because you'll see her in a nightgown occasionally.
Every week.
But this commercial.
My daughter Julia likes that show, so we watch it together.
That's not too creepy.
No.
We watch it for different reasons.
Daddy, can I sit in your lap? Not tonight, honey.
Not tonight, dear.
Not tonight. Sit across the room from Daddy. Daddy's cold. Where's my Afghan? No, Daddy.
Daddy needs to cover up.
Daddy has an itch, honey. Daddy just
Where's
has
the
an itch.
Afghan?
That's all it is.
Get the Afghan. It's on the ottoman. Next to the Victrola.
Under all the doilies.
Under all the doilies.
Daddy's sticky ottoman.
Oh, God. Get out of the room. Jennifer Love Hewitt's on.
Jesus.
Anyway, it's a good commercial.
I'm sure that they have a pet name for it, like your noogie or something like that. You know, whenever you call a little kid's blanket.
Yes, my blanket. My night-night.
Daddy's night-night.
Where's Daddy's crispy night-night?
I wonder if I deleted it. I probably deleted it. Otherwise, go back and look at the commercials on TiVo.
It'll air again.
I'll run it tonight.
It's a hot one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it?
Hi there.
Radio Buddhas.
Hi.
Guys, I'm just wanting to tell you guys we're on a roll this week. On a roll. And actually, I also wanted to talk to Mike and see if he's seen that Bob's the Big Boy Photoshop on the website yet.
I really can't mention what that's about, but there is a Photoshop of me. I want to mention the heading, but it's a Photoshop of,
I'll say
of me
it.
Again.
I can say it.
Yeah.
It says Mike, the opening to Mike's restaurant. John showed it to me about, 10 minutes before the show, John?
It's
funny. Great.
It's like one a day now. And which is funny, you think Bob's Big Boy or the woman yesterday on all fours?
The Bob's Big Boy pretty much is a winner.
It's so well done. The Photoshops are just incredible.
Whoever did it is a Photoshop like genius, because I mean, the color of the Bob's Big Boy matches your face perfectly. It couldn't be any done better.
It's great.
And just so you know, there are some nice now big fat ones of me.
Yeah, keep them coming. They are hysterical.
Plenty of gay ones and a really good one, Brokeback Mountain, with you and I, and it's safe for work.
Yep.
It's just a poster from the movie, but whoever did the Photoshop really got us looking like we were about ready to,
I don't know whether I'm going to burn out on this at all, but even bad Photoshop. Photoshop makes me laugh. It really, really does. And people have gotten so much better at it now that it's just great. I love them all, and keep them coming.
But thanks again to Craig, our webmaster. That used to be my big complaint with the website. I would say, why should you have a website if you go there and every day it's basically the same thing? Well, because of the way our website is set up, it's not the same thing, and people are contributing videos and Photoshop.
It's an amusement park.
No, it's a great website.
And
it really is.
And the message board. Hi, Yanni.
There's another one up there, speaking of kind of good, bad ones, where they took and put together the Deliverance rape scene with, like, really big, oversized head. Somebody knocked out my front teeth and made me look like it's bad but good.
That even sells before you don't even see it.
So much to
see. I got
to
see that.
You can check it out. It's Don and Mike website. .com.
It's the best.
Lots of funny stuff is happening there. I guess I should start today just to clear my conscience by apologizing to my gal, Janet. Mm. Last night, when Rob and I were in our flurry of American Idol calls,
right,
and I'm just as guilty, I made the first call. As soon as that Jennifer Love Hewitt commercial came on, I called him up and I said, hey, are you alone? And he said, yeah. And I said something very crude. I said, my God, Rob, you could go the set right now. Did you see that commercial? Jesus Christ.
Well, I want to see that commercial now.
The calls are going back and forth, and Jan is cool with this. And at one point, Rob called, and I picked the phone. And I go, hello. And we started talking about, I think it was Kelly Pickler, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the phone started going, my phone started going, and I said, God damn this phone. I wanted to desperately speak to Rob about this show.
Yeah, well, it's American Idol.
And Janet was sitting next to me, and she jumped up, and as it turns out, she wasn't being bitchy. She was, I'm sure that I will break her of this habit eventually. She's just eager to please still. Yeah. She just wants to be nice and be, you know, we're at that point in our relationship, like everybody is, after when you've been going out with someone for like under 2 years, when you still care about them, and you still act like,
you know, it's still beautiful, it's still fresh.
You still have manners in front of them.
Right.
So what she did was she jumped up and grabbed her plate. That's right. We eat in front of the TV on American Idol. Who doesn't?
Of course.
Grabbed her plate and said, I'll go get the other phone. Now, I interpreted that, her urgency, as she's busting my balls, because she looked at me like, oh, the way I interpreted it was her look said, you're on the phone with Rob again. I'll get the phone. And then it was like, I'm going to put my plate down and go in the other room and get the phone. So as she walked out of the room, all Rob heard was, I said, Janet! I said, I will call you back. Click.
That's exactly right. Because you, now let me see if I understand this. You didn't want her to go get another phone.
No. And I thought.
Well, is this because you're trying to. I don't understand why you didn't want her to get another
phone. I thought she was. The look she shot me was a look like, oh my God, We're going to go through this again, where you guys are going to speak on the phone 8,000 times a night. Okay, the phone you're on, which I had had some problems with earlier,
right,
was a little hinky. So the feeling that I got from her was, like, impatience, like, Christ, if you're going to talk with this guy, okay, I will put my food down and go in the other room and get you the phone. As it turns out, couldn't be further from the truth. She came back into the room with the telephone, really happy, like Mary Poppins happy, came in the room, and I said to her, what are you smiling about? And she said, I got you the phone. I said, God, will you stop busting my balls about the show? The show's important to me. I like talking to Rob. She said, I'm just getting you the telephone.
That's all.
I said, you're not mad? She said, no. I said, well, why did you shoot me that look and put your plate down and get up and rush out of the room with such urgency? And she said, because I wanted to get you the phone as quickly as possible.
Wow.
And I really felt like King Dick. So I had to sit there for a second. She brought the phone back in. Now the TV's paused, right? It's paused. We're just sitting there. And she said, so, you know that I was not mad. I said, yes, I know you're not mad. I'm sorry. I said, I'm terribly sorry. She said, call Rob now. And I said, no, I can't call Rob now. She said, why? And I said,
because you asked me to. Well, I've known you for 20 years. I know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I know the answer because it was your idea now. Even though it was in my brain, it came out of your mouth as your idea.
It meant nothing, and I don't know why I was territorial like that. You know, I
know why.
I said, I'll call him later. She said, call him now. She said, like, you screamed at me like you were mad at me, and he probably thinks we're fighting. I said,
I did. Well, I
can't call him now. Why? This is Rob. I call him when I call him.
Because you asked me to. You're going to ruin the rhythm, the method I have with Rob.
A good rhythm.
That's right, I'll concede.
So the natural karma.
Anyway, called him back. Anyway, sorry about that. Jan, it's American Idol, baby. What can I say? Mm-hmm. What can I say? It's American Idol.
And not a total surprise last night. It was actually very, I thought it was a good result show.
Followed that up. Before we talk about the results, followed that up. So that was like just a brief 5 minute speed bump last night. Everything was cool.
Good.
After the show's done. Show's done at 9:30 last night, whatever time it was, at 9 o'clock, time is over.
9 o'clock.
I think, well, I'm going to call out to Minneapolis, where they're having a blizzard, mm-hmm. see how my daughter and my grandkids are doing in all of this, right? So I pick up the phone and a couple of rings, and it's, hello. And I said, hey, sweetie, what's happening? Are you up to your ass in snow? She says, hello. I said, hey, hello, most honorable daughter. Is me your father? I do talk to her like that. Mm-hmm. And she said, is this Mike? And I said, yeah, who's this? She said, hey, Mike, it's Dawn.
Ooh.
And I realized that my daughter sounds just like
the ex.
Yeah. And I said,
hello.
I said,
I'll be going now.
I said, hey, how you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing fine. I said, gosh, this is awkward. I guess, is Amy there? No, she's at the store. I'm watching the kids.
She's gone out in another blizzard.
Well, they live close to a Target.
Okay.
So I said, okay, well, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing pretty well. I said, snowing like a SOB there, isn't it? Yeah. There's just big, big silence. You know, and I'm just looking at Janet like, what do I say? But then I said the only thing I thought that perhaps at this point, because I never speak to Dawn, mm-hmm. I said,
go pack.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant like she should pack her bags.
No, go pack. You said that years ago.
No, what I said to her, I said, so how about that urinal tract infection of Amy's, huh? Because I was just trying to make
conversation
and
starter.
She didn't say anything. And I said, do you know if she got that urine sample to the doctor? She didn't say anything. And I said, yeah, this is really awkward. And I guess maybe I should just try her on her cell. And she said, yeah, okay. Good talking to you. And I said, well, you know, nice talking to you too.
There you go.
And,
kept it civil.
And hung up the phone.
Whew, what it's all about.
And then thought, you know, my God.
Yeah.
I'm glad that left turn was a left turn and not a right turn.
Yeah.
30 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just weird.
Because I would venture to say that if it had been a, you know, right turn, you know, I don't think she'd be grabbing that phone for you.
And, well, I wouldn't be here right now. I guarantee you that, Mike. You'd be doing the show with Danny Bonaducci or somebody right now. It's just the height of awkwardness,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
And me going on, uh-huh. Like, you know, you'd be, hey, are you up to your ass in snow?
Yeah, you were trying.
Yeah, well, it's the way I talk to my daughter.
Right. Effort.
And then when she didn't respond, I did the whole Kim Jong-il. Oh, most honorable daughter. Oh, is it snowing in Twin Cities? Like, who is this?
Yeah. But you've been, it's not like you haven't had contact with her before.
And most chicks melt at your Asian dialect.
No, just awkward because I thought it was.
Yeah, you were caught by surprise.
I wasn't. And I don't think she was because she has caller ID.
Right.
Although she may not have realized when she picked up the phone.
Right. Oh, you think she was going through the exercise of making you identify yourself?
No, I don't. I really don't think so.
She was probably confused as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And plus, I heard in the background, I heard that familiar. Bah, 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 bah,
bah. Right.
The kids were like, the bouncing off the walls.
And
so.
The fact that it was just caught by surprise, you normally have a particular way of speaking when you're speaking to her, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do.
If you know you're going to be speaking to her.
And that was just another awkward moment with Janet then, because I hung up the phone and she said, what was that about? I said, oh, well, I spoke to my ex-wife. She said, who? And I said, no. You know, the other one. The 30, yeah, Amy's mom. She said, oh, how is she? I'm like, gosh, I don't know. I could call back and ask, but no thanks.
Yeah. She didn't look at you and say, why don't you call her back?
No, she
didn't. Okay, that was Rob.
She did not.
It was Rob that she said that about.
She did not. And it was about that time that I was so dying to scratch my athlete's foot because my feet were getting so goddamn sweaty.
But I thought you gave that up, though.
I didn't. I did not. I have not scratched my athlete's foot since Lent started. And before we...
So when you kick your shoes off now, is it going to be like a scene from the movie Papillon?
You know
and
what?
That's for all our old listeners like me.
Before Lent is over, when we get a little closer to the end, I will in fact unveil my feet for you.
Okay.
And show you
Rob, there's really no reason to applaud that.
Where the killer athlete's foot used to live. It's a pretty wicked case.
Is it between the toes?
No, it's not. I told you the other day it's on the ball of my right foot.
Wow.
And there is one spot.
Are you taking anything for it?
Tough actin, tin actin, Mike.
Anything besides a topical item like that?
No. I think it'll get well as long as I don't dig into it like I'm having sex every 3 days.
You wearing white socks primarily?
Cotton socks.
Cotton
yes.
socks, okay.
New socks. Yeah. Got rid of all the old socks. Got some new socks.
And that's the way to do it, isn't it? You get rid of all your old socks.
I believe so.
I did it last week.
Because I'm telling you, sitting there, and when you've got that 3-day growth of skin coming over the scab, because I can...
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to dig, Mike. Yeah.
Pain after that, though, I would imagine.
The good kind.
Good pain.
It's part of the whole thing. It's part of, you know... And I'm talking a spot that big.
Right.
Like about as big as your belly button.
Size of a quarter?
Yeah. Smaller.
Okay.
Size of a dime.
Ah.
Do your feet sweat a lot in normal conditions?
Oh, my God. They're sweating right now. I'm feeling my toes right now. It's like I've got my feet in two buckets of water right now.
It's that bad?
Voyage to the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah. I'm painting a very attractive picture of myself.
Yes, you are.
And I know it.
I am trying to be as clinical as possible during this conversation. For one reason.
Why?
To prevent nausea. I am trying to talk about your feet in as clinical, because it's a foot person.
It's not.
But when you talk about there's one thing. I've told you this before.
It's not toenail fungus, Mike.
I know, but I've told
it's
you this.
Athlete's
toenail fungus doesn't bother me nearly as much. When you talk about taking the pencil and digging in there, that starts to get me a little lightheaded.
Have you never had athlete's foot, Mike?
No, I've had athlete's foot.
Oh, but you must know the satisfaction of scratching until you bleed.
Yeah, I've had it, I've had it on and off, but very, usually like between the pinky toe and the other toe, just in a very small, right in between the toes, and then it goes away as quick as it can.
Oh, that's like swimming in the shallow end of the pool.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to make
jump
a case
off the
for
diving
it.
Board, go in the deep end.
I might even have it now. I have no idea. But I don't get it severely.
Dig in. And I know it's like the dumbest thing that you can give up for Lent. I have actually had some people ask me, what did you give for Lent? You're scratching my feet.
Were you a daily scratcher?
I pretty much had a nice routine.
Sure.
Where it was 1 foot pretty much every couple of days. There was, of course, the obligatory rub, the sock rub.
Yeah.
And then
do you grind your foot on the carpet?
Yes. Rubbing your foot against the side of a chair, against the leg of a chair, and you know, sitting watching TV, taking the pencil, putting it down in the shoe. Oh, good. And then at night, going up to the bedroom, she's not in there. Pull off that sock. Oh, dig, rub. It starts with rubbing. Yeah. And you think, I'm just going to dig where it itches, where it really itches. And then all of a sudden, blood!
Did you ever think of dipping your feet in something? Like something really nasty?
Dipping my feet in gold?
Soaking turpentine.
No, it doesn't help.
Something like rubbing alcohol?
See, no, you're making it worse than it is.
I'm making it worse. I'm not saying a word over here.
It's a common ailment. It's not like my foot is totally diseased.
Yeah. Well, you're making it sound like you have leprosy.
Well, I've got a spot.
You say you rub and then blood, and then you're putting your fingers like an inch apart, and the skin that covers the scab after the amputation heals.
About as big as a dime.
It sounds a dime?
Dime.
About it, that's what it
sounds. Oh, you ought to get some good stuff for that.
I wish. I like to take off the top layer.
Do they have stuff that you can, like, take?
I don't think so.
They don't do that.
Only topical and powders.
You sound like you have it.
I had it as a teenager, as a kid, I had it. But not.
What do you have now?
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
That I know of.
I'm just curious. What do you have now? Anything gross?
What does it seem
anything like? Really gross? Like, Don sits here and talks about something that gross. You know, I've been all over the internet, so I'm just fat, so everybody knows I'm gross.
You know, that would be an outstanding new topic for photoshopping with me. If you wanted to, like, do a Google search on, like, foot rot and stuff, I'd be for that. Have me, like, on a bicycle with a big rotted foot on one side of it. Go ahead. Knock yourselves crazy.
It would be, but it only would work if they had somehow, if they were able to get the whole package, you know, like your head on somebody with an evil foot. Just feet aren't going to, you know.
But you know, it's out there somewhere.
Oh, it's out there.
Those medical journals that we used to get all the time in the mail from doctors are out there on the internet now.
Absolutely.
Make yourself crazy.
Well, it's my cross to bear, the incredible sacrifice of giving up scratching my athlete's foot for Lent.
Right.
And the whole point of Lent is giving up something that you love.
Yes.
And I do love it. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of people do it because you're doing something to help yourself. So
discipline, self-discipline.
We will see what happens.
And this really, by the time Lent is over, who knows, maybe it's completely healed and cleared up.
I am thinking I'm going to come in and I think around St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
I'm very, very foot phobic. I don't like my
feet. That's appropriate because it's the wearing of the green. <There you go.
laughs> I don't like showing my feet, but I believe on March 17th, which is just days from now, you will be blown away.
It'll be the 16th.
Why is that?
16th is a Friday, 17th is a Saturday.
You don't want to come in and do a Saturday show for the unveiling
of
my feet?
Not that day, brother. No.
Really?
Why? No.
Is that day important to you for some reason?
St. Patrick's Day? Just a wee bit there.
I'd be glad to come in and show you what I consider to be not a beautiful foot,
right,
but certainly not a grotesque Fred Flintstone foot.
Is this
foot.
The same foot that has the toe stuff?
Toe stuff, Mike.
Is gone.
Virtually gone.
You've taken medication for that.
Yes, that I have.
Yeah.
That I have. Okay. But the other stuff, that's just me digging away.
I would just think you could soak your feet in something.
No, sadly, no. I wish they did. Believe me, I've tried every caustic chemical known to man back when I had it.
So you had it bad.
Nothing worked. Yeah, actually more than he does.
Really?
Yeah, when I had it, yes.
Wow.
Years and years ago.
When you were a teenager.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you didn't wear shoes in those days, did you?
Yeah, you would think with the open-toed sandals like that that my feet
and I mean,
would
you didn't. But... I mean, did they have chariots then? Or?
Oh, yes.
All right. Yes. I wasn't sure.
All the fur. Holds in the moisture.
That's right.
The skins.
I'm the Geico caveman.
His pelts. Did I just read, incidentally, that Geico cavemen are getting their own TV commercial? Or they're getting their own TV show?
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I got some surefire advice for your outfit foot. I had it for years really bad and did this cure, and I haven't had it since.
All right.
What you do, every night for a week, for about 10 minutes, soak your foot in like a weak bleach solution, and it'll go away.
Okay.
That sounds a little dangerous to me.
Your foot will go away.
Soak my feet in bleach.
Yeah.
My feet will end up like Michael Jackson's face.
Yeah, a totally white foot. Like a really white foot. Like a bleached albino white foot.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, like, guys, what's going on?
Like, you know how your skin looks when you get a cast taken off?
Yeah, exactly. Look exactly like that. Then you could paint your nails red.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, Don, I got really, surefire way to do it, and it's kind of gross, but it'll clear up your athlete's foot. You got in the shower, anytime you take a shower, take a leak on your foot.
That's an old wives' tale.
Sir, bye.
Bye.
Doesn't really work.
If that was the case, I never would have gotten athlete's foot, because that's another one of God's great unspoken pleasures, mm-hmm. is just going in the shower.
Is that Madonna that said that?
She did, yes. I remember that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about American Idol last night.
Yes, ma'am.
What did you think of Kelly Pickler's performance?
Oh, dear.
I only wish you'd listen to the beginning of the show, honey.
It's a shame that she is not listening to the prime director.
Here's the deal. I know what...
I'm sorry. Everything's moving around all the time. Mm.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I already covered her boobs earlier in the show, my dear.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was...
Bad listener.
I
bad
was. Listener. It's always something I was.
Hey, hold on for a second.
What?
There. It didn't, hey, Mike?
Yes.
I mean, Don.
Yes.
Did you see the new show the other night on Channel 4?
No. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye!
Just couldn't give her much more time after that violation.
Should we give her the $1.06?
for the news tip of the week?
Yes.
How about that Kelly Pickler?
How about those boobs?
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Who was off that show last night? Oh, Rob's right. The Indian boy made it.
Barely. And then the other guy was a much better singer.
The shaved head guy was safe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I was right about the Dixie Chick girl. I was totally wrong about the internet porn girl.
Yeah.
She lives. She may make it she may make it a lot further than I thought.
She might last. The nondescript Italian crooner.
Good for
him. He was voted off last night.
AJ, or whatever his name is, right?
It was the second year for him. It was the second go-round for him. He'd quit the year before.
Right, get lost, loser.
Right.
Pedro.
What?
His name is Nick Pedro.
And the spazzy girl that somebody on the show liked.
Buzz.
Did you like that girl?
Leslie Hunt.
I liked her. I knew she would be, just by what the judges had said.
And the women in particular this time, usually when they get voted off, you know, they're upset, but they keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
They decidedly did not keep it together last night, especially the first girl that got kicked off. She lost it. She couldn't even sing her song.
But as good as that was in its own exciting way, mm-hmm. how about Sundance? Jeez, hey, look in your pants. Do you have a penis?
I said something like that.
Are you safe?
I swear to God, I said
something
like that.
Did you already get told that you're safe? Why are you crying?
I believe
I might
have said.
Because some untalented chick got voted off the show, Sundance.
I believe I might have said, be a man. Be a man. Come on.
There's one guy, Buzz. Yeah. Sundance Head.
I've heard the name.
He was very emotional for his fellow contestants.
Everything was, what happened to our baby? Our baby crying sound effect broke, right?
Well, he's sensitive. He's a sensitive man.
Right? I mean, we've got 8 million tapes.
He cares
about show
people.
Is great.
That's what I hear, but we don't have our baby crying tape.
Oh, no.
You mean the really good one?
Yeah, that. We play it so much it broke.
Oh, God. I hope we can get it back. Can we get it back?
I'll take my kids this weekend.
Just in general living.
With duct tape.
But this guy, they had a million shots of him with big crocodile tears coming down his cheeks.
He was just a mess. He was a mess from the very beginning. He was a mess when all of them got voted off.
What a puss.
But the LIB, little Indian boy, he actually hangs in there. He really does.
And he thought he was a toast last night as
well. He was certain he was gone. And, you know, the other guy was kind of nondescript, didn't stand out. But I wanted to see the Michael Jackson lookalike go. And that's why, for some reason, I associate the Indian kid with Michael Jackson. I don't know why, but I
think Rob Hattie's like the Indian Donny Osmond.
He's got that same kind of high.
Yeah, but he's got like the Osmond mouth.
Yeah, he does have the Osmond mouth. Lots of teeth.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, my sister's a nurse practitioner. She told me a good cure for athlete's foot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, what you got to do is you buy a bunch of Snickers bars, you eat them all, you get diabetes, and they cut it off.
You know, that works.
That might have won on Make Us Laugh.
Bye-bye.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, my friend.
Snickers bars.
Oh, one more. We got to hit a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. It's your Grease Man.
Hey, Grease.
Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that yesterday
That's terrible,
when you
Grease,
were...
man.
Okay, let's take another one.
That's terrible.
Let's try that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I got an idea about your safe.
Yes, sir.
get a real high-line stethoscope.
Don't you have the weather to do on Channel 4 this weekend?
Steve Villanueva?
I'm glad you remembered his name.
No, but you guys could pick out each digit. It'll be three digits.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you just say this? Repeat after me. A low-pressure system is coming in from the Ohio Valley.
A low-pressure system is coming in from the Ohio Valley.
And would you say for me, please, there will be snow in the Shenandoah Valley.
There'll be snow in the Shenandoah Valley.
Yeah. That's very accurate. You can compare those two.
Okay. Now,
you don't know. We're tooling on a very lame weather guy here in D.C.
I'm in Las Vegas,
are you a safe cracker?
No.
Oh, you probably know some thugs that were there for the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you. Get a stethoscope, and you guys can pick out the take turns. And gently, because I have a safe in my house, and I have forgotten the combination, really. It's in the...
There you go.
Dude.
We found our baby.
We finally found a baby.
Sundance Head. He cares.
Change that thing.
Do you think we could really open it, sir, with a stethoscope?
Hey, as bright as you guys are.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dear.
Get out of here, please.
Bye!
Who's he talking to?
Oh,
hey.
Remember, for God's sakes, we are covered with biological stains.
We can't even wash ourselves.
As smart as we are. If we were smart, we would have taken a commercial break 15 minutes ago. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.